The European road to decarbonization has hit a significant patch of uneven terrain. On April 10, 2026, the European Automobile Manufacturers Association, ACEA, released its highly anticipated annual report, Zero Emission Commercial Vehicles, Tax Benefits and Incentives, 2026, exposing a widening gulf in how EU member states support the transition to green transport. The report reveals a stark incentive lottery across the single market, while leading nations offer aggressive 100% first-year depreciation and full VAT exemptions. Nearly a third of EU countries still provide zero fiscal support for zero-emission trucks, vans, and buses. A continent divided. The incentive gap. The ACEA data highlights a fragmented landscape that industry leaders warn is stifling the mass adoption of electric and hydrogen-powered commercial fleets. The EU zero-emission vehicle tax disparity is characterized by three distinct tiers. The frontrunners. Countries like the Netherlands, Denmark, and Luxembourg have implemented comprehensive packages including purchase grants of up to €50,000 for heavy-duty trucks and accelerated depreciation schedules that allow firms to write off the entire cost in the first year. The middle ground. Several states offer moderate road tax exemptions or reduced registration fees, which ACEA notes are helpful but often insufficient to offset the higher upfront acquisition costs of zero-emission models. The zero incentive zone. Alarmingly, approximately 33% of member states offer no dedicated tax benefits for commercial ZEVs, leaving transport operators in these regions at a significant competitive disadvantage. The Commission's push for harmonization. The European Commission is reportedly using these findings to build the case for a harmonized green tax credit framework. As part of its 2026 work program, Brussels aims to prevent regional disparities from distorting the internal market. ACEA insight. Legislative targets are only one piece of the puzzle. Without a level playing field in tax incentives, we risk a two-speed Europe where the green transition happens only in the wealthiest corners of the Union, stated Sigrid De Vries, ACEA Director General. For multinational logistics firms, this EU zero-emission vehicle tax disparity creates a logistical and financial headache, often forcing companies to register fleets in specific, tax-friendly jurisdictions to ensure the economic viability of their green transition.